Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is James, a.k.a. Lips, and you're listening to a UCR Rewind. Be sure to stay tuned after the show to hear a brand new, live Lips on the Air.
This thing on.
I think it is.
I hope so.
Or that's gonna be a problem.
Yeah, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this one?
UCR.
Go.
We say and hope we want. Give it to you non-stop. Any place, any time. Not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll. We never gonna settle. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Hello, everybody, and happy Friday. This is Karen Ashley. I'm one of your crazy hosts. This is Uncensored Radio. We are your guiltiest pleasure. On the line with me tonight, oh my gosh, we're going to have such a great show. We have Mr. who I want to hear all about Wicked. Mr. Jeffrey Emmett is in the house.
Oh, girl, I don't even want to talk about it. I'm just so frustrated.
I have to know. We also have Katrina Johnson in the house. Hey, kitty cat.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I am fabulous, dog.
Uh-huh. So this is the thing. Right. We had such a fabulous show last night. It was a ladies' night. Jeffrey was MIA. He was out seeing Wicked. And the first thing I get, like, as soon as I get off the show last night was, okay, this wasn't quite my thing. And he said something. Jeffrey, what was the problem with the musical? Oh. You don't appreciate art.
You
promised the audience a review of Wicked, so please give us your official review. You were a bitch on the move. We need to hear how it went.
Well, I think if you're uber gay or if you just really dig Broadway, it's probably right up your alley. But for me, it was a little too gay for me. I'm not big into Broadway music. I don't like it at all. You know, I like Grease. And I think there's another musical somewhere in my life that I liked, but I can't think of what it is. It just wasn't my thing. The story was kind of neat. It was a different spin. The theater we were in was horrible. The seats were made for midgets. It was just not okay. You couldn't fit in the seats. I mean, my little friends were with me, and you just couldn't fit in the seats. My mom couldn't go. She was sick, so we had two extra tickets. Nobody wanted to go. And then we got in the theater, and I understood why. It was like 2.5 hours of hell on earth.
Yeah.
Not because of the play. The seating. Literally, there was like 6 to 7 inches in between seats. You know, Joe's a tall dude. He's not fat. He's just tall. He couldn't sit. Your knees are bunched up together, and they're smashed into the seat in front of you. I mean, it was just bad. It was bad.
Was it an older theater, like that kind
of
thing?
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
And it was we were up in the balcony, so I mean it was just rough. I mean, and my cousin and her friend that were with us, they're small girls, and they were like, you know, your guys' height, just over 5 foot, and even they were like, you know, knees knocked together into the seat in front of them. So imagine that, and then being Joe's height or my fatness, which I mean, it was just so uncomfortable.
Did you not fit in the seat, and then you were rude, and then you let your skin hang over while you sweated on somebody else that you didn't know?
No, because we had 4 seats on the end, so it was me, Joe, and then my cousin. So I was on the end. I squeezed my fat in. I'm pretty good about that because I wouldn't want somebody.
You know that's one
of
my
pet peeves. I could get in the seat, but it was just, you know, like I've got bruises on either side. You know, it's just my ass is real wide. And then as it goes the further up, it gets a little smaller underneath my breasts. It was traumatic. But it was definitely interesting. I'm glad I went. It was, you know, an experience I hadn't had before. It was neat to kind of see. You know, I'd never been to a play before. So, like, that, I was fascinated by, like, the props and how quick they changed and just kind of all that. It was definitely neat to see, you know.
So it sounds like if you would have been in, like, better seating or if it were more of a plush theater, your bougie ass would have liked it better.
You know, honestly, if I could have been behind stage watching what goes on behind stage, I would have loved it.
Oh,
like,
it's cool.
I'm that kind of weird person. I really like to see what's going on behind everything.
You just
know, like,
that's all it is.
Yeah.
Nosy tendencies.
Yeah.
good. It's just the experience itself. There were some hiccups, so that made it hard. So I get it. You didn't, like, particularly hate the play. You just didn't hate. I mean, you just kind of hated some of the things you had to deal with.
I understand that, because he is bougie. You called it.
Well, you know, again, like, the music is not my thing at all. Like, just was not my... And, I mean, they were great singers. They, you know, they really, you know, they hit great notes. They had great range. It was fantastic. They were all on point. You know, they gave great performances. So I can appreciate it. You know, it just wasn't my style. And it just, like, right. I don't know what it is. Like, Broadway sounds, like, I'm thinking of Rent, and I can't really name any other ones off the top of my head. But, like, the music... all sounds the same to me. Like, it all has that, like, beat to it or whatever. It just all sounds the same, where you could just interchange plays and lyrics, and there you go.
Well, I disagree, but okay, whatever.
Yeah, I disagree, too.
That's okay, my culture friend.
Is that what it is? He's lacking culture, huh? We're finding out.
No, I just don't like it. I've never liked Broadway. It's never interested me. You know, the only thing that interested me about this, because it was The Wizard of Oz, and I loved The Wizard of Oz as a kid. So that was kind of it.
Right, right. Okay. Well, I mean, Miss Katrina, how was your night? How was your day? I know Adventures of Katrina goes on and on all the time. There's always something going on with you.
Yeah, I had a good old time. I dressed up like Mrs. Santa, and I was getting hit on by some of the gay boys at the party, and that was weird.
What's the status of James's like hookup? Yeah, I know you were gonna like line them up. This is the pre-qualifying.
I think I found like four that I'd be okay with setting him up with.
Nice. Yeah. here's the thing, though. We may have to put that on the back burner.
Why?
Oh, what?
Well, today, in an attempt to help, I was trying to help a friend of mine today, trying to make a guy jealous, and I was trying to help a female make a guy jealous, which was working for the most part, until this other guy that she works with came up and gave me his phone number and told me to call him.
Oh!
You can't, but you can't put this on hold. Who is to say that this is going to pan out and be the man for you? You always got to have some irons in the fire.
I understand that, but we were talking, and I was texting him, and we were texting back and forth today, and he kind of asked me out for tomorrow night, and I told him if he wants an answer, that he has to listen to Uncensored Radio.
Oh!
So, hopefully...
Oh. If he's listening right now, we want you to call in, 323-417-6705. Make sure you press 1 to speak with the host. Thanks, boo-boo.
Don't do it.
James, I'm
don't
sorry. You can't go on a date with somebody before me and Katrina screen this son of a bitch.
Of course.
Right.
Like, we need to know things. Like, what's his FICO score, his yearly income, what kind of a car does he drive? I mean, there's questions that need to be answered.
Understand, and I'm completely okay with that. So if
you
call in, I will put
it
in.
That is hilarious.
That's exciting news. I ain't mad at you. Good boy.
I know. Yeah. Well, it's funny because it's been an effort to help my friend make this person, make a guy that she's going out with jealous because apparently he's just being a dick to her. So it's an effort to make him jealous, and I don't think it worked very well.
Yeah, and right. I hear a phone number.
Because apparently, my gayness is just showing.
Oh.
Seriously, out of nowhere comes up out of nowhere, hands me his phone number and says, call me. And so I was texting him, we were texting the biggest part of the afternoon, and he asked me out, and I was just like, you want an answer, listen to the radio show.
Whether he's listening or not, what is the answer? Are you going on the date?
I am going on the date.
Oh, no. You can call in. 323-417-6705. You can check the chat room for the phone number. What's his name?
His name is Tyler.
Who?
Tyler.
Tyler. Tyler, can you hear me? Try to understand me. You need to call in and make sure you press 1.
Okay. He goes to Wicked and comes back singing Broadway-ish.
And Getty says
all about that with Barbara Streisand.
But she's on Broadway to the 100th Hour.
Oh, see, I only know that because Rosie used to have that thing where she was trying to get Tom Cruise on, and she
Broadway.
Would always sing it. What?
Right. Rosie loves Broadway. Like,
I know,
like,
but
Rosie
that's why I know that song.
Oh, okay. Yeah, look, so that's shocking. You don't like show tunes.
Look, if Power Rangers comes out with a Broadway show and a musical, I would go for you. Or All That, for that matter. Or if they came out with a Broadway show of Roseanne, I'd be the first one in line.
Oh, yeah, you would. Yeah, you would. That's funny. So, Katrina, tell us something you would be the first one in line for.
That Power Rangers show sounds good to me.
This girl. Anything, I knew that she was going to say that. It was like anything Power Ranger related, Katrina Johnson is on board. We were talking about yesterday how our ultimate goal was for her to taste the rainbow. I kind of want her now to just date one of every flavor.
Wait, of Power Rangers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so that means she's got to tap yellow. So we've got yellow on with us, so we're good. So we got to get you drunk one night. And then we've got to tap pink. So is that going to be weird, Katrina, for you to scream out cat? And if it's cat, would it be a little awkward for you to scream your own name?
Yeah, I'm not cool with that one. We're going to
skip. Yeah, we meant the boy ones, Jeffrey.
Well, you can't
colors.
Get the whole rainbow without yellow and
there
pink.
There are boy yellow rangers.
Okay, in the Chinese version or Japanese?
Well, you get her. There's, I think in the new version there
there's
was a guy that's
American
yellow.
American version.
Yeah,
oh, really?
In the American version, yeah.
Oh, no,
she can get yellow. She can get yellow without fulfilling your fantasy and having her sleep with me.
Okay. Honey, I'm sorry to break the bad news to you. That is sure as hell not my fantasy.
He always brings it up. Uh-oh, Janji. Uh-oh, who is it?
She said, who is it?
Madison.
Hello?
Divine.
Madison!
Hello.
Where have you been all your life, Maddie?
I've been working like a street girl. That's what. I've been working on the corner.
Oh.
Well, that's
you're breaking up, girl. Maybe you should move to a better corner.
Yeah, I know, right? So she can get off that fucking T-Mobile and get her some Verizon. Can you hear me now?
Oh, honey, trust me, they can hear me all the way to Vegas.
Oh.
Welcome back. Speaking of Vegas, when are you getting your ass out of here?
Actually, we were looking at flights for probably in May.
Oh,
so we got a little bit of time. I'm bringing my boss with me. She wants to party like a real bitch.
Okay.
And let me just
I'm not trying to steal Madison's thunder, but if Madison's coming to Vegas, I will be flying shortly behind him because I'm not going to miss that weekend.
Right, I'm driving down, Katrina. Make room for me.
We were.
And let me just tell. My boss is both black and Asian, and you piss her off, she's better than any 6 foot, 300 pound bodyguard because she'll cut a bitch for any of us.
Okay.
Wow.
I thought he was referring to me because that kind of described me to a T.
The Asian part threw me off, but the black woman cut a person. Yeah, that was you all the way, Jeffrey.
Oh, no, I was talking about the 300 pounder, 6 foot.
Oh no, I was thinking the black woman. That made me think of you. You're the blackest black woman I know, Jeffrey.
I know that's right.
So, Madison, what do we owe the pleasure of you calling into the show? It's been a minute.
Oh, it's been a minute, but, you know, I've been a busy girl, and I just, I was talking to Jeffrey before the show, and I was like, I guess I should call in and just say hi and let y'all know that I'm still alive. I'm in the ditch. I'm actually making
Thank
out
you.
My, I'm making out my Christmas cards right now, and everybody on the show is getting one.
Woo!
Yay!
Love it. That's going to be probably the most creative Christmas card I've ever received. I'm sure of it.
I tell you, there's no jingle bells on here, but there's jingle balls.
Oh. Okay.
Yay!
And everybody. And don't you worry, Miss Ashley, because I already got your address, because I know how to creep.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You creep it out. You make sure I get one. I love the fact that I'm getting one. If I wasn't on your list of Christmas cards, I would be very hurt.
Is it bad that I'm not sending any out this year?
I'm not either. I haven't even thought of it.
Bitch, you still owe me cookies from last year.
Well, bitch, bring your ass here, and I'll give you some fresh, like.
I brought my ass there twice in the last 4 months.
Well, I'm not doing Christmas cookies in July, stupid.
By the way, we were just talking about this before the show. I have my return show, and I'm debuting two new characters. And we were thinking that both you ladies need to bring your asses out.
Yeah, when is this? When is your show again?
January 24th, I will be debuting two of my brand new characters at Trex Nightclub. And let me just tell you, I have it all booked out. There will be geeky glasses, titty tassels, and black undies.
That does sound quite fabulous.
Let me Katrina Johnson powwow about that and see what we can come up with. Can't make any promises, but we'll at least ponder on the thought.
Well,
and
we do need some new photos. I'm just saying.
That is hilarious. That is so hilarious. Well, you know what?
Information.
You know, Katrina. So, you know, that sounds like the gift that keeps on giving, this show.
Yeah.
It does.
True.
So, speaking of gifts that keep on giving, I have a very good thing to bring up. Katrina Johnson does her world-famous Friday night top 10 list. And Miss Banks, she is busting at the seams. She is ready to tell us what her top 10 list is. Do we have... the top 10 list music, Jeffrey or Jamesy?
Get it.
I can't find it, but it's going to say with Easy E.
That's okay. We'll have to remix that at some point and make it say Kitty Cat, because Easy E, we love Easy E. He's still around, Ethan. He hasn't been on the show in forever. We got to bring him back. But Katrina Johnson is the official top 10 lister. She does a fabulous job at this. Katrina, what is the top 10 list about this Friday? And then hopefully Jamesy will have the music and you can kick it off.
This Friday's top 10 is the top 10 worst Christmas gifts ever.
Ooh.
Oh, I've been waiting all day for this.
This is the top 10 list with Easy E.
Okay.
All right. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Or in our case, girls and boys. This week's top 10 list is the 10 worst Christmas gifts ever. All right. Number 10. I'm going to start backwards. Number 10. Top 10 worst Christmas gifts ever. Food. Please do not give me anything edible. I don't want to get fat, number one. Number two, there's nothing really that people give that's edible that's really good or that you walk by the mall and would buy yourself or that you want to actually eat. And why are you buying food at the mall anyway? And three, like, how many years has that fruitcake been on the shelf? It's creepy. It can probably get up and walk away, and it's got mystery juice in it, and I don't want it. So please, do not give me anything edible, no food for Christmas.
What if it's homemade?
She keeps crying about the cookies you haven't sent her. What about that?
It's okay if it's homemade, but if it's purchased, that's gross. I don't want it.
Well, that's rude.
that's rude.
Want a sausage package?
Sure.
From Hillshire Farm?
sure, but I will be re-gifting it. just so you know. Okay,
oh,
number
man.
9, worst Christmas gift that I've seen came out this year, and it's actually a toy. So it's a children's toy. Don't give it to me. Don't give it to anyone. Don't give it to even the toddler. It's a yodeling pickle. I should do
what?
It's a toy of a pickle, and the pickle yodels. Goes yodeling.
Well,
and it's
I'm sure Madison. I'm sure Madison and Jeffrey can fill me on this. It really depends on how big that pickle is. How big is the pickle?
You know that one.
But it's rounded at the edge, and it's got, like, pickly stuff on it. Like, it looks like green warts on it. So, it's just like, you know, parents, are you sick and tired of trying to teach your pickles to yodel? You know, pickles can be so stubborn. But at least the yodeling pickle is a pickle you've been waiting for. It sings. You feel like you're in the Swiss Alps. Nothing says good ambiance like listening to your pickle yodel. You lick it. Don't do it. No yodeling pickle. I'll punch any of you in the face. If you try, give me a yodeling pickle. All right. Number 8 of the top 10 worst Christmas gifts ever. I saw on Amazon for sale this season right now. You can buy a fresh whole rabbit.
Well,
almost whole. It doesn't have a head. And it doesn't have fur. So it's just to cook, ready to go, headless, furless rabbit. And for the low price of just $49.95, you can have a rabbit. And you can make people scream and run when they open it and say, oh my God, what is this head? Yes. You can get out. You can give out a nice, furry little friend that's not furry and friendly. Yeah.
Okay, so
Christmas
is this so you can cook it and eat, like you know, some people eat rabbit. Or is this just to grow somebody out? Ew.
Yeah, no, it's so that you can cook it and eat it, but it would, for the most part, grow somebody out, because how are you going to keep that Christmas present fresh? To give
Ew.
It somebody. How are you going to wrap it?
Like if you
oh, I'm
going to
leave that thing under the tree. That's just nasty. All right. Number 7. I saw this also on Amazon.com and on MSN.com. For the low, low price of just $11.89, you can buy yourself or your loved one or whoever you want to give this to a cremation plan. It is a kit that covers the cost of an urn, transportation to the cremation itself, and most importantly, peace of mind. You can give someone a cremation plan. Here you go. Nothing says I love you in holiday cheer like thinking of death. Fabulous.
In case you die, I got you.
You're going to go out with style.
Man.
Not great. All right. I saw this as I was internet shopping this year. Worst Christmas gifts to give ever. Number 6. A toilet-shaped coffee cup. Now, I know that everyone on the show is like, has
That's
been caught
I was
with your
Jeffrey.
Face in the toilet. Jeffrey, I know you've been caught recently with your face in the toilet, but as a Christmas present,
what?
You can make that happen on purpose. You can have a toilet-shaped coffee cup. Why not drink out of the toilet like an untrained dog? Yummy. And if you're drinking hot cocoa and marshmallows out of it, what does it look like? I'm just saying. Gross.
Oh,
don't do it. A
God.
Toilet-shaped coffee mug. No, thank you. That's number 6 worst gift ever. Okay. Now, this next gift, number 5, is going to be on 2 lists of mine. It's going to be the top 10 worst Christmas gifts ever. But it's going to be one of the top 10 best gag gifts ever. All right. I found this also on the internet, this little treasure. New and for sale are diseased stuffed animals. They are plush, like toys, like little stuffed animal toys, like Furbies or like the little collectible thingies. What are Beanie Babies? Except that they are diseases, and you can choose from playful pets like syphilis, E. coli and herpes. And you can open the door to a wonderful world of imagination and creative play with diseases. Disease stuffed animals, are you kidding me?
That sounds like a good gift to, like, give someone, like, if you broke up with them and you're bitter, you send them some herpes.
Here you go. Some herpes. Love you long time.
Well,
it's the gift
it's
that
a great
on
sex
giving.
Ed tool.
Ew.
Yeah. No thanks. I don't want
that's
my kids
you can
going
to the little 2-year-old, see, don't have sex, kids. Herpes.
Or this lovely little stuffed animal gonorrhea is going to be growing on you. Yummy. All right. Number 4, worst Christmas gift ever. And I'm guilty of giving this out 4 years ago. Any kind of chia pet. Chia. Because, first of all, they're cute. Second of all, they're ugly. I have never seen a good-looking chia pet. Have you? Have you guys ever seen, like, an actual one where people take the seeds, they water the plant, and then they grow it? Have you ever seen one that looked cool?
I've actually
never
known anyone that had one.
Okay. Well, your freaky friend, myself, did actually give away Obama pets for Christmas 4 years ago
when he
first got elected. I gave everybody the chia pet of Barack Obama, and I thought it was the coolest thing that you could water his head and out would sprout, and it was his hair, and I thought it was cool. But I'm saying when it comes to me, top 10 worst Christmas gifts ever, do not give me a chia pet, even if I gave you one, because I will punch you.
Great.
All right. Now, Jeffrey might agree, or no, Jeffrey's going to disagree with me on the top 10 worst Christmas gifts ever. Number 3, your dead family pet stuffed. I say any animal or anything really that's real and freeze-dried and came from a taxidermist's office has no business being under the tree.
Well, what size animal are we talking about?
Any size. I don't
like,
care
I mean,
if you're talking about a bear, a goat, a chicken, a bird. Don't do it. It's nasty.
Well,
it's
I think
dead.
It's,
I don't want it.
It's
not a gift.
It matters. Because, like, if you're trying to taxidermy a horse and put that under my tree, it's not going to fit. And where the fuck am I going to put a stuffed horse in my house? You know what I'm saying? Like, people, yeah, that's a little much.
Well,
maybe,
what happened,
you know,
like, Jeffrey, would you honestly, God forbid, anything ever happened to little Izzy, would you want her stuffed?
I'm not sure. I kind of think so.
You are
Jeffrey.
Such a creep. You are so weird. Okay, well, I don't. Top 10 worst gifts ever is my dead family pet stuffed. I don't want it. It's gross. It's creepy. You're weird. It's weird that it even made a list, but it's out there. People do it. It's creepy. You're all weird.
Yeah.
Especially you,
people
Jeffrey.
Do it.
Okay. Now, top 10 worst gifts ever. Number 2. We're getting close. Anything that is a sexual enhancement product, I am going to say do not give to somebody else as a Christmas present because it could be taken the wrong way. For instance, ladies, if you want to give your man, if he's getting older or just losing his libido, and you want to give him some Viagra for Christmas and you think it's going to help you guys out, don't. Don't do it. He's going to feel inadequate. Gentlemen. If you think you're going to do your wife or your girlfriend or whoever a favor by getting her a big-ass padded bra so she could be all busty, don't. You're just going to make her feel inadequate. It's rude. It's not cool. It's not nice. Now, if I'm your girlfriend, go right ahead because I don't care. I have no shame. I'll make these bad boys as big as my face. I don't mind. But for your average bear, I would say do not give any sort of sexual enhancement product because it's rude and it's going to be taken the wrong way. Jeffrey, what would you do if for Christmas Joe gave you some, like, Speedo with, like, a padded area in the package? What would you do?
I would assume that that was for his secret lover and not me.
So you wouldn't be excited. You wouldn't be like, yeah, let me wear that.
No, because I would know that he was having an affair and he put the wrong gift for the wrong person in the box. Because there is no way. You couldn't know. Oh, honey, that would be wrong on so many fucking levels. I can't even just. We ain't got that kind of time. Oh, no, that would be rude looking.
I hope he gives them to you just so we can hear this fight.
All right. I'm going to say my number one worst Christmas gift ever. Is uh-oh. Any sort of diet product.
That's you kidding me, bitch.
A treadmill. Yeah, treadmill, a gym membership, some protein powder, a stepper, a yoga mat. Go fuck yourself. I don't want it, and I don't want to. Clearly, you're trying to say I need to lose a few. Get out of my cell phone. Get out of my life. No thanks. Get some stepping.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so top 10 worst Christmas gifts. Number one, topping it off, any sort of diet product. I don't want it. I don't like it. It's rude. No, thank you.
Your top 10 list made me realize, like, the Christmas gift I was going to send you, I can't even send you anymore. It was a Hello Kitty Chia Pet.
Yeah. My Christmas gift to you, Jeffrey, the toilet-shaped coffee mug. I guess I have to send that shit back. Thanks for
that,
Katrina.
I will mail that back to you and slap the shit out of you when I see you in March, okay?
What's that? I'm going to go buy you to the rabbit.
I would
instead
be devastated.
Instead of getting some Kobe beef steaks,
I would be fucking traumatized. I think it was yesterday. I posted on my Facebook that I've come to the conclusion, I realized that I've got to move into the country at some point in my life because I'm going to be the crazy animal homo. And I don't think Joe realized what he signed up for because I was on, like, one of the pet adoption sites. Did I say this? Mm-hmm. Did I tell everybody already? I don't remember.
No.
They had pigs and goats, and I just felt so bad. They needed homes.
Oh,
and I was really
God.
Curious to see. Like,
no.
Do you think I could hide a pig or a goat from my neighbors
no.
in the city?
Hell no.
I had to bust that bubble because I was like, Jeffrey, first of all, we're working on making you a city boy. You're moving out to L.A. or to Vegas very soon. So shush with all the talk of owning the goat.
Hey,
you're out
I can still
mind.
Have a fucking farm in Vegas, and I'll just have to live outside the city in L.A. And, but, hey, fuck you.
Someone's
got goats, chickens, and pigs and shit.
Well, Katrina brought up a good point on that same post, Katrina. Tell them what you said, and I felt like you were right on the money.
I was like, first of all, you're out of your damn mind. You got to put down the crack pipe, the hookah pipe, the opium, the acid that you've been taking, whatever it is that you're on
that
is making
Jesus
you crazy.
Juice.
Cut it the hell out because you're out of your damn mind. We all know you can't even really take care of one asshole baby's shitty diaper. What the hell makes you think that you can clean up after a bunch of animals that poop and pee wherever they please? There will just
honey,
be shit everywhere. You know what kind of
see,
harm you have?
That's
shit
so sweet.
You
you're so confused. Now, once did I say that I was going to clean up the shit? That's what hired help is for.
Oh, my God.
If you're in Vegas,
the
animals
animal
will
service.
Die from the heat.
Yes.
Look,
booty
I love
animal
the
owner.
Fuck you both, bitches, because my mother is on your side, apparently, because she just posted in big capital letters, I am not babysitting.
Exactly.
She said, I'm
she
good, thank
for
you.
Izzy LaRue.
Yep. Yes, exactly.
She kicked her out last night. She was babysitting Izzy, you know, and she was sick. But her and my father had her, and she's texting me while we're at the play, and I couldn't get to my pocket because the seats were so fucking small. But she's like, yeah, Dad took the Izzy home because she was being horrible. And we came home, and it was like the dog fucking, like, licked crack up from the floor somewhere at my mother's house. I've never seen the dog so hyper in my life.
Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious. Izzy kept
leaving
out of trouble.
You're a bad dad.
What? What'd you say?
I said you should stop leaving your crack laying around where the dog can get to it. You're a bad dad.
It wasn't my crack. I think it was my mama crack.
Uh-huh, sure.
Katrina, you keep hitting the nail on the head.
I'm just saying, he's trying to act all innocent. I'm not buying it, not for one minute, nope.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What are you going to do when
nope.
I come over there to hit you on the head? How about that, huh?
I wouldn't do it if I were you. I've got allies. Strong, crazy ones.
Yeah, I know. You've got too many Power Rangers in your pockets. Like, I'm kind of afraid to fuck with you. I don't want to get hit with their fucking, what the hell is it called? Their lightning sword or some shit?
Their saber. Their saber sword's going to come and cut you, Jeffrey. Keep talking shit. You're going to be saber sword.
It happens. What can I say?
I know. You probably like it. That's hilarious. Well, speaking of
saber swords and getting struck down, haha, I think we're all having fun right now.
Yeah, go, you take this one away, because Katrina sent me an article first thing this morning, and I almost sent it to her, but I was like, okay, she's not awake. It's 6 in the morning, so I was waiting to send it to her, and she beat me to it, because we talked about this just last night. Just last night. So tell them what we talked about last night, and then tell them what we read this morning. Shocking news.
All right. Well, Jeffrey, to give you a little recap of what we were talking about last night, we were talking about, you know, friends and friends that reveal too much, and particularly the royal family, and how Kate Middleton's good friend took a job as a newscaster, as a correspondent, and has been just spilling all their secrets. And also they had this Australian news program call the hospital and prank call the hospital and get personal details about Kate Middleton's case when she was in the hospital, her medical details. Totally caught this lady, this nurse off guard, and just released every little detail over the radio. So
yeah. We're
like, what does the royal family do to get even with these people, or to teach them a lesson, or to punish them, or what happens to these people? And wouldn't you know, today it came out that the nurse that revealed all of that private information about Kate Middleton was found dead.
Yes.
Oh, I
apparent
saw that.
Apparent suicide. Crazy.
That's how it always
crazy.
Is. But, you know, when I heard about this, I instantly just made me think of Daisy. I'm not sure why, but it just did.
So, thank you, exactly, because that bitch talks too much. I'm saying.
Daisy definitely, like, puts Katrina on blast. She puts you on blast tonight on TikTok. You get pulled into the conversation some way, somehow. She'll pull you in.
You know, she forgets that I have a key to her house. Like, I don't know what she's trying to do.
Yeah, but
she,
you know what? You
got to
give the bitch props, because she can do your impression dead on. You got so pissed that night she was doing it, but it was so spot on. It was great.
Yeah, it is. But what's so sad is this woman actually killed herself. Why would
she
feel so, like... this is what it is. They're saying she killed herself, but she didn't really even reveal hardly anything. I mean, if you hear, and this Australian radio station is getting, like, they're getting the wrath. Like, they are, like, thinking of firing these two DJs. And, I mean, you know how radio stations are. Radio stations
have
always been known to prank call. They might.
Can we apply?
And we could potentially apply. But you know how they always, like, call, they prank call people, they do these things. This is so big on radio. It was such, like, even Katrina even said, oh, my God, their accents were horrible. It was so over the top and stupid.
It was hilarious. Like, I'm
yeah,
surprised it even worked. I'm shocked that the lady gave them any information and took them seriously.
Right. And she ends up killing herself. Like, I mean, obviously this woman's in a horrible place, because I can't imagine this would be something to make you, you know, kill yourself, but obviously she had other issues. But this is crazy.
It wasn't the woman who gave the information. It was the woman who connected them to the right person. It was the first nurse. They talked to two nurses on there. It wasn't the nurse that revealed exactly what had happened. It was the nurse that took the call and put it through to the proper nurse.
Do you think maybe she lost her job or something, and maybe that's why she was like, I can't take it anymore?
Somebody killed her.
I think it was her fault.
Somebody killed her.
You think it's a Diana conspiracy theory? the royal family kills people. You do?
I ain't saying that. Not me. I didn't say that. I'm saying somebody.
Well.
I don't need no royal family fucking people coming up in here trying to stab me in my sleep. Shit.
Do you really think you're that powerful?
Have you fucking met them? Yeah.
Katrina, yes. Yes, I do.
Do you think Barack Obama couldn't have anyone assassinated in the world? I mean, come on.
Well, yeah, I think most powerful people could.
Okay, and you don't think that the Queen of England could have someone executed and make it look like an accident? Of course she could.
But it wasn't, they didn't really do anything wrong, so my whole thought is, okay, there wasn't much that was done that was wrong. Is this really to kill some? I mean, I would off the whistleblower girl before I would off the nurse.
Well, you know what? I think that it was really Kate Middleton's parents just trying to make an example out of this one. Like, don't fuck with our daughter. This is the first one to do her dirty and the last one, because now y'all are scared.
Well, it's true. You know, it would actually be the perfect crime, because if they killed, if allegedly, the nurse that gave the information out was killed, that'd almost be too direct.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're really just trying to scare people to get a message across,
like mafia miraculously, style.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they killed a different one, people being like, oh, you know what I mean? Where I think most people probably wouldn't connect it. You know what I mean? But to me, like, that's the perfect crime. Like, that's how you send a message. Like, I'm not going to kill the guilty one, but I'm going to kill somebody involved so that it really, you know, people aren't going to think, well, why would I kill that one? Why wouldn't I kill the other one?
Well, no, all people could say was that it was the one that got killed's fault, because if she hadn't connected the call, it wouldn't have never happened. She took the call, heard the shitty accent, and then put it through to the right nurse and said, tell him, because it's the royal family or whatever.
Right.
She could have just said,
that.
No, we're not taking calls, and she could have not connected it, or she could have said, your accents are ridiculous, no, but she didn't. She put it through.
Right. And what gets me is I'm mad that people are giving the radio station such flack, because this is what they do. They're here to entertain. Like, they obviously were, it was so over the top and so stupid and so, like, so completely fake sounding that they should have never gotten through. They made a mistake. The call got through.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
At what point do the hosts become liable? Because, okay, yes, it's a funny prank because you're thinking it's not going to go anywhere. But the minute you started actually getting information, to me, like, that's crossing a line. Like, you got to have some, you know, it's not funny when you're, I mean, yeah, oh, I broke, but, you know, like, come on.
It was funny, though. That's the thing. They had one employee barking as the royal family's corgi. It was as funny as funny gets. They did a great joke. It's not their fault that some bitch killed herself. It's not their fault. They did what they do. They did their job.
Right, because I really think this woman probably had other issues, and this was just the icing on the cake. The embarrassment of it all was the icing on the cake.
Yeah, and Diana,
you know,
just
I feel like, you know, I think that, you know, she probably was already contemplating suicide. I don't know anyone who goes from 0 to 60 on something so small.
Exactly.
Like,
well, when you probably become the most hated person, you know, over there across the pond by the royal family, like, it's probably a little stressful, you know, like, and you know the media out there is horrible. So they're probably hounded.
Camilla survived her scrutiny, and she ended up getting the guy and marrying him, and she, like, cheated with, you know, Charles, and she can survive it, then little nurse, you can too.
Yeah, but I feel like she was probably conditioned for that, like, and she knew it was coming. You know what I mean? Just like Fergie, like, you married into that family, you knew it was coming, and when you did stupid shit, you got caught. Like, this poor bitch is just a nurse, or a front desk person.
Mm-hmm.
She was a nurse. She was the first nurse to get the phone call.
Yeah, you don't have money to go get lawyers or to have somebody protect you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of got to be scary.
Yeah. I mean, I would think, but I really don't think that they should be liable, because it's like, I mean, they should know. I don't really think that the freaking, you know, if let's say somebody went into the hospital and, you know, they're not going to call on the main line. Like, I think the Queen of England has a little bit better connections. Like, I just really think it was
so
obvious.
Who were they pretending to be?
They were pretending to be the Queen of England and Prince Charles and the royal dog.
Are you kidding?
No,
like, it was so...
I'll have to go
listen
to it.
Do an impression, Katrina. Continue to
hilarious. It was like, it was the Australian lady host, and she's like, oh, hello, I'm just calling to check on my granddaughter Kate. How is she doing with her tummy bug? And then Prince Charles is like, oh, Mommy, when can we go visit little Kate? When is a good time? After nine, after nine we shall go. And then he hears, oh, those are my royal corgis barking in the background. Charles, why don't you take them for a walk? It's not worth killing yourself, you stupid bitch.
Yeah. She killed herself for other reasons. It was just timing.
It's like killing yourself over a Hallmark commercial. It's crazy. What are you doing? It's so out of context. What are you doing with your life?
You are horrible. You know that?
Because you know what? I do characters and I do sketch comedy for a living. And if someone killed themselves because I played Roseanne and I got through and made a prank phone call as Roseanne, I'd be pissed.
Right. Don't put that weight of the world on me. Don't give me that guilt. I'm just trying to make a living.
Exactly.
I'm just trying to get a laugh. Don't give
it's
me the
ridiculous.
Guilt of not a death.
Yeah, but that's like, do you remember, what was it, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, there was a radio show host or whatever, they were somewhere here in the United States, and they had some contest where you had to, like, who could ever drink the most water to win, like, some video game console, and the mom ended up dying.
Wow.
She drowned, essentially, from drinking so much water, and everybody got fired then, and people were in uproar. How is that different?
That's a health issue. You're telling someone to drink water, and you're telling them that, you
but
know,
did
there's
you know?
A limit.
I didn't know. You could drown
I
not drinking too much water.
I knew that. I need to get from that. Because people, there have been lots of cases where people were on drugs like ecstasy, and they were freaking out and drank too much water and killed themselves from it. I've heard
you
that.
You would
yeah.
think that I would be dead from drinking too much liquor. I mean, I just don't understand how I survived.
I know
you're not normal.
Right.
That's true.
No, that was once I was a kid I remember reading, and the only reason I really paid attention to the story because at the time I was casting for something I was shooting, and this kid read for it, and I thought he was really good, and we ended up not shooting that project. We ended up doing a completely different project, but I always remember this kid because he would have been the kid I picked. Like, he was that good. And, like, maybe a year later, he was, you know, I guess, you know, going to be, like, you know how they haze people when you go into fraternities? One of the part of the hazing was they made them drink all this water. He ended up going into a coma, and he almost died. Like, he almost died from drinking too much water. Like, he pretty much almost drowned, and they said for a while, you know, he had to go from 0 to 60. Like, he literally had to learn how to talk again, walk again. I mean, it was a sad story.
Wow.
From what I understand, he is good to go. He's perfectly healthy now, but it was like, he was in bad shape, and this fraternity, like, all hell broke loose, and, you know, it was a big, big story, and they got in trouble, they got suspended, I mean, they got fined, it was like some people went to jail, you know, it was extreme hazing.
Well, I think that's absolutely worth jail time, but I don't think a prank call from a radio show is.
No, I don't either. And that's
well,
I would expect press trying to call. If Kate Middleton's in the hospital, you already should be on red alert that, you know, they're going to be people trying to call to get information.
Exactly.
You shouldn't connect any call to anyone, because at the end of the day, if the Queen Mother wants to know something, she's going to send her minion to go down there and find out for themselves.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, she doesn't know anybody's cell phone number.
Right, exactly. She will call
like
Logan
they don't
directly.
Have any bodyguards outside the door that can tell her? Exactly.
Secret service. you know, whatever it is they have, I'm sure somebody was reporting to her play by play, because this is like the next, you know, this is like baby Jesus for them. But, you know, they've been waiting on a grandkid.
Well,
yep.
You know, and it's like, do you remember years ago, what was it, Jenny Jones? I think that, like, somebody got killed there, too. She had, like, a kid. Was it Jenny Jones or was it Lisa? I don't remember. It was one of the two. She had somebody come on.
Jenny Jones.
He was gay, and he, like, professed his love for his straight friend. And then, like, 2 days later, the straight friend ended up shooting the gay guy.
Yes, I remember that. Yes, he was so embarrassed. He was like, everyone started assuming he was gay, and so he killed the poor kid. Yes, I remember that. It was
yeah.
horrible.
And Jenny?
And they were mad at her. They were mad at her for, like, it almost, I guess it ruined her show at that point.
Yeah, I think that's why she ended up getting canceled, because of just the craziness that,
right.
that yeah, you know, and that was, you know, and if I saw something today for the Ricky Lake show where they were like, is your mother-in-law ruining your life? You want to come on the thing? Come on the show. And I was like, if I could get Joe's mom.
You're horrible. When they tell the girls on Tic Tac, I was joking because LaToya did a music segment, and I told her, well, you need to hurry up and get famous because we're all going to ride on your coattail. I was like, Katrina Johnson needs to get famous. You need to get famous. James needs to put out a sex tape when he goes to Vegas. Like, we don't care if it's, like, 15 minutes of fame or if it's, like, the full-fledged, you're for real a super, you know, a famous person. We don't care. So, like, you are, I was like, me, Jeffrey, and Katrina have no morals. Like, now you want to go on freaking Ricky Lake with Joe's mom and cause trouble and become famous. Do it. Do it, Jeffrey.
Wait, what?
Katrina,
well, I was hoping we could get you guys somehow. We could clue you in because it was like the radio show thing. And I thought, you know, at the very least.
We could redo the dress thing. Like, we could act like it happened last week.
Yeah, and we'll, you know, pretend, like, you know, go on and it'll kind of be promotion for the radio show because, like, not only is it fucking ruining my marriage life, it's fucking destroying my radio show. She called in, went, you know, like, we could blow it up into huge things, like, retape it and make it into a huge fight. They'll never know the difference.
Exactly.
You know what I like about Jeffrey? At least he's willing to put himself on blast, too. Like, he's ready to sell us all down the river, but at least he's willing to go down with the ship himself. I gotta respect that. Kind of.
I respect it too. See, that's why I love you, Jeff. That's why I said we'll latch on to any kind of fame. We don't care if it's negative press or, you know, positive press. We'll take it.
I'll take it.
Mhm. So yeah, tell her she's down. We can all do it.
All right. Sounds good. We on Ricky Lake.
Uh huh. For real. That's another reason for you to come to LA. They shoot out here.
So did we come to a conclusion what we think it was? Are we blaming the royal family for the nurse's suicide or attempted murder plot or whatever? What are we doing with that? What do we decide?
I personally think this woman had issues. I think all of this is just horrible timing, horrible coincidence. I think if someone would have yelled at her that day, she may have committed suicide, because obviously a person who commits suicide has deeper issues. They've got deeper depression problems. I really don't think it really has anything to do with it. It's just a horrible coincidence. And I do not blame the radio station. They were playing around. It's what they do. Yeah, maybe they should take a little responsibility, but I don't think these guys should be fired. I don't think they should get any.
I don't either. I think they should be rewarded. I think it's great that they got through and did a funny segment. I think that was successful. Am I alone in that thought? Okay, well, I guess so. All right. Well, since I'm talking to myself, I would just like
I'm
to
here.
Say,
I'm just
self,
laughing at
you.
You
are so beautiful today. Self, I love you.
Me? Can y'all not hear me?
No,
I've been sitting here talking. I thought you were telling me I was beautiful.
I was talking to myself.
This bitch.
Well, I guess kind of want to go out with him or not. I don't even love you no more.
What do you think? Yeah, what do you think, Jay-Z? You've been kind of quiet. Do you think, whose fault do you think it is?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Because I've been talking for a few minutes and I don't think anyone heard me.
You're muted, babe.
Apparently. I don't really know. I mean, honestly, I agree with you on she had to have had some deeper issues than just, you know, putting through that phone call and whatever happened at the hospital. Like, I think that she had deeper issues. I think she had some serious depression going on, and it was just the icing on the cake for her, and she just ended it.
And Jeff, you still sticking to your alleged royal family brought death to this poor woman? Oh, man. What about you, Katrina? You haven't really said anything. You haven't really had a side.
Well, I mean, I definitely don't think that, you know, you should mess with the royal family. And I would just like to say that I would not mess with the royal family and that I would not like to comment on the fact that I think she got whacked. Because I would not like to speak out against the royal family.
See, that's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Oh, man. Wow. Well, it definitely makes for a very interesting twist to things, because right when we thought this story was juicy, it gets even juicier. And that family never ceases to amaze me. It's like we almost had a royal family with the Kennedys because they were just as scandalous. But it's like they never measure up to the royal family. I mean, the royal family brings it. I will have to say they always got some shit going down. There have been affairs. There have been freaking babies. There have been suicides. There's been everything. A wedding. I mean, you know, an awful tragedy like Diana passing away the way that she did. I mean, it's pretty crazy.
It's a little.
What? It's crazy or it's scary?
It's a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm. I agree. They're infamous, though, but maybe that's why we're so intrigued with them, because they continue to, like, it's like a real-life soap, you know?
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's definitely, a soap is the best way to describe it. And if you watch soaps, you understand.
Mm-hmm. We love some soaps. You know, the other day, it was so funny. I posted a new picture of just the three of us, because we are now three. And a girlfriend of mine was like, oh, this picture is, like, so Falcon Crest. And I was like, oh, my gosh, wait till Jeffrey.
Whoa.
He loves Falcon Crest and Dallas, and we're so obsessed with those kind of dramas.
Yes, I am.
And I looked at him, and I was like, it really does kind of have that feel, like had that wrought iron gate behind us. It was just very Falcon Crest.
So, Ms. Ashley, where can people see these pictures, like on our website?
Absolutely. They can go to myuncenseredradio.com.
Excellent. And could they maybe like us on Facebook and see some of these images you're talking about?
Absolutely. We're at facebook.com/uncenseredradio.
Jeffrey, how can people like us on, follow us on Twitter?
Oh, at Uncensored Radio.
Excellent. Well, I think we only have a few seconds left, but if any of you want to follow me, I'm at Katrina A. Johnson. Karen, where are you?
I'm at Karen Ashley.
And Jeffrey, where can people follow you at?
Surprise, at Jeffrey Emmett.
Yay!
Well, kids, please. I think that pretty much is a wrap for our Friday this week. Do we have any
news? I know.
Jamesy?
Do something crazy, people, and then tweet us about it so that we can talk about it on Monday.
Absolutely. We take requests.
Karen, Kat, are you ready for this one?
UCR.
Good night, everybody.
Go. We stay in hope we want. Give it to you non-stop. Any place, any time. Not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll. We never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
What is up, everybody? It is James, a.k.a. Lips, and you are listening to the first live show of Lips on the Air. Woohoo! This is so awesome. alongside me tonight, I have my two fabulous co-hosts. I have the fabulous Jazzy Jess Jasmine.
Hello.
Woo! Hello. And I have the equally fabulous, or maybe more fabulous because she's related to me, Miss Dallas Diva, Jeannie.
Hello. Woot.
How
yeah,
are we
I know,
doing?
Right? We need like a button for clapping whenever you guys
right?
say that.
We do. Actually, you know what? We have a sound effect. Hang on. Let me find it.
Yes. Oh. Then we'll have like applause, and then we'll sound like we're really interesting, awesome people.
Yeah.
Right. Like, here we go. Here we go. It's delayed.
Yes.
But...
yes. Round of applause.
Oh, that works.
We are hella awesome, and we are live. This is our first live show. I see Jennifer Mulholland in the chat room. I see Johnny Duval in the chat room. This is how you know we're live, people. We're live.
Yes.
Okay.
And we want to hear from you.
We do. Yes, because our topic tonight is going to be about plastic surgery. We're going to get to that here in a few minutes. But first, you know, I want to hear. I haven't talked. This is the thing. I don't really talk to either of them until, like, the day before the show. So I never know what's going on. Jeannie, how has your week been? What's been going on?
Not a whole lot. Let's see. My highlight of my week was take your daughter to work day. That was fun. I took my daughter with me
nice.
To my second job, and she was able to see how the restaurant business works, and it was so much fun. She's the most awesome kid in the world. I have to throw that out there. But it was a great week. You know, as far as that, I'm getting ready to travel this next week. I'm going back to Kansas City. So I'm excited to
yeah.
see friends, but not so excited about the reasons why I have to go back. But
no.
other than that, I'm having a great week. I'm
right.
looking forward to summer. I mean, is anybody feeling the weather? Summer.
Yeah. I'm wanting summer to come.
Well,
like,
remember.
It's taking too long.
Remember, you're in Texas. Yeah, you're in Texas. We're in Missouri and Kansas. The weather
yeah,
just
yeah.
sucks.
Yes.
Well, here
it
it's
rains.
Beautiful. It's summery here. It's gorgeous. It's great. I love that.
Yeah, well, you
weather.
Can kiss our ass.
Right.
You can come visit. I mean, I'll bring you back with me.
You know what? And the thing is, like, I have nothing else to do. I just don't have any money.
Like,
that's the biggest issue.
Who
like,
does
I don't have
right
the money
now?
To go and do anything. I'm so
who
broke. It's not even funny.
No.
But, Jasmine, how, Jasmine,
yes.
how's your week been? How have you been doing?
Not too bad. Had another job interview today, actually. So I should find out sometime within the next day or so how that truly went. Let me see here.
You didn't
actually
get the fuck you email already?
No, I didn't. No fuck you email yet.
Oh.
So. and then WMAX, I actually went and saw Oz with the fam. Well, my second fam, I should say. My live-in fam.
That's cool.
So,
that was the best movie ever. I'm not lying. Like, it was
you know
so
what?
Good.
It was good, but I couldn't get the full effect of it because I had a chatty 8-year-old sitting next to me and then a baby that wouldn't go to sleep. So I have to go watch it again.
Nice.
But,
oh, my God, it is so good. I will totally go with you. Like, I'm
hey,
not kidding.
I'm
like,
down.
I love that movie.
I haven't seen
it
yet. It
was so good. If, and to the people in the chat room, if you haven't seen it yet, oh, my God.
Do
hey,
it.
Hang on.
Do.
Einstein fan, why did you tell me to join the club? What club do I need to join? Please confirm that in the chat room. seriously, that was the one of the best movies I've seen. Like, it brings so much into light on the story of like, The Wizard of Oz and when
yeah.
Dorothy comes and all that. And it's just, oh, God, so good. So good.
Yep.
Anyways, well, my week's been kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Monday I had a job interview that didn't go very well. I talked about this on Tuesday night, but when I talked about it Tuesday night on Guilty Pleasures, I was a little inebriated. long story. They told me I was playing the part of Katrina Johnson, and to play the part of Katrina Johnson, you have to have some alcohol in your system, and I decided to down half a bottle of wine in like 5 minutes, and I was like insta-drunk. It's not even funny. It was like, oh my God. Listen to the show. Go back and listen to Tuesday if you missed it. It was hilarious. But Monday I had a job interview, and I go into the interview, and I'm thinking it's going to be cool and everything. And, the woman that was interviewing me, she wanted, you know, to know about me and who I was and whatever. So I said I was a singer. You know, I like to sing, and I write song lyrics. And the woman out of nowhere just starts singing just random shit. And it's like, what? Okay, this is random. And then the guy that was interviewing me, he kind of started singing with her. So I was just like, okay. Didn't know I was auditioning for The X Factor, by the way.
I am.
And they wanted to know a little bit more about me. So I said, you know, I do a radio show online called Uncensored Radio. And to go back on the whole singing thing, I said that I wrote and recorded their theme song. And they were like, oh, cool. Can we hear it? And I was like, what? She's like, can you sing it for us? And I was like, sure.
Sure.
So I did an impromptu a cappella version of the Uncensored Radio 30-second theme song that everyone hears every day. And I'm not going to lie, it was a little awkward. It was more than a little awkward. It was like, I'm kind of glad I got the fuck you email.
Wow.
And then I had another job interview yesterday, which I think went really well. I'm not going to say, I don't really want to talk too much about it because I don't want to jinx it, but I think it went really well. And so I hope that they call me back for a second interview. I won't know anything until next week. And then last night we had my best friend in the entire world, Caitlin. Her father passed away over the weekend, and we had a funeral last night, and it was a very beautiful service. It was a very, very touching way to say goodbye. And it was just, I had a very somber night last night, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very emotional. I didn't
very
talk to anybody.
Excited.
I got home, I was just like, I'm going to go to bed. So, kind of what I did. But other than that, you know, but I want to talk to you for a second, Jeannie. Take your daughter to work day. Take your child to work day. Did you ever do that when you were a kid?
Yes, I remember going with our Aunt Ginger. And at the same time, there was a commercial on TV that was Frosted Mini Wheats, and it goes from showing the adult eating the cereal, and then all of a sudden they're a kid, and they're having a great time eating it, and it was like the mini-me version. And I just remember the whole day, I was at the store with Aunt Ginger, and all day long they kept talking about every customer kept bringing up that commercial and how we looked so much alike, and like that's really all I really remember was just being there and being told I looked like her all day long.
Yeah, I think that's the weird part about our family is that, you know, our moms look alike, but because our moms look alike, we all look alike by comparison.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Like, that's the weird thing is that, like, I look like I could be Aunt Ginger's.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
I look like I could be your mom's. Like, it's weird how our family works. But then I look at pictures of Uncle George, our Uncle George, and from when he was a teenager, and I look exactly like him.
Wow. I don't really remember
weird.
Seeing him.
Well, he died before we were born, but, we have a picture of him. That,
our family is
right.
So big, I can't keep track of anything.
Right. Like, okay, for the listeners that don't know, we are part of probably one of the biggest families I think I've ever come into contact with. Our moms are sisters, and they have 10 other siblings. Of those 10 other siblings, we have, I think, 24 cousins?
There's
and, like,
32.
17 or 18 second cousins?
Well, yeah, that's right. And then there's, like, 70-something, like, extended, because Grandma was talking about just her grandkids. There was 32, and then the grandkids,
there was like another 24 or something. Somebody did all the math at one point. And it's just, I know that family gatherings, when everybody's there, it's like 50, 100, 125 people by the time you get all the wives and husbands and their kids. And it's a big mess.
It is.
It's a big mess.
We are part of a huge family
it's
here.
Great.
I think
it's wonderful.
It's
fun.
Oh, I agree. It's fun, and it's different because there's always somebody to talk to.
yeah, exactly.
But
you just mingle the whole time.
I kind of feel cool. Right, I kind of feel cool, though, because we're, like, the first-generation grandkids, you know what I mean?
Right. We're the only two named after Grandma and Grandpa. You're named after Grandpa,
oh,
I'm named after Grandma, and we're the only ones.
That's right. We are, although we don't call Grandma Jeannie. Her real name is Norma Jean.
Norma Jean.
Yeah, like, I never realized that until just this moment that we are... That we're both
there.
That we're the only
like
two out of
one of
all
our incredible
of
bonds there.
I know. Me and Jeannie's relationship, we have been best friends. I would say we're friends.
Yeah.
We've been best friends since I was little. Like,
we used to have so much fun.
Like, music. Yeah, we did.
Oh,
like,
we had
music
so much
and,
fun. Even when we were little, we had so much fun.
And hanging out. We did.
You've always been awesome.
Aw, well, thank you. So have you. I think out of all, honestly, when it comes to our family, I think out of everyone in our family, you're the one person that I think gets me better than anybody.
That's awesome.
You're one of the only people that's like, you have my back in everything. Like, even when we had family drama, you know, when I was a teenager, we had some family drama, and when most people kind of turned away from me, you were the one that was just like, I love you. I'm here for you. I'll be there for you no matter what. And
absolutely.
I hope that I do the same for you. I hope
forever.
I said the same to you. And I love you. And Jasmine is becoming a part of our family. We're not getting married.
No.
But she's becoming a part of our family and our situation. And, I need to hang out with you more. We live 20 minutes away from each other.
Yeah, I know.
We live like 20 minutes away from
though.
Each other. And I have not seen you. I have not seen you in weeks.
For like a month.
It's
like a month.
I know. And I still owe you money that you're probably not going to get forever.
Yeah, I kind of figured that since we're in the same situation here.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I still owe her money from when we went to Lexington, but that's a completely different story. but yeah, this is our crazy mixed up family that we are.
Yes.
And
yes.
We brought it to Uncensored Radio, so that's even better.
We come from a crazy place. We've had the family members on Judge Judy. We've had family members on.
Yes.
Like,
we've had family members on Maury. We've had family members on Montel.
Oh, it's been crazy.
Oh,
like, you would not believe the stuff that's happened in the family. And I just sit back like, I'm so glad that's not me.
Really? Right. I'm going to the same way. This is a show that we'll actually do at a later time, Dysfunction, America's Most Dysfunctional Family. And it'll look up Dysfunctional Family in the dictionary. You'll probably see our family portrait.
Oh, man, as soon as you said that word, I came up with like 50 stories in my mind of things that are just, people don't believe me. You know, I'll be like, my cousin did this one time. And they're like, no way. You know, they don't believe me.
Oh.
It's so crazy, some of the things that go on. It's crazy.
Yeah. Next week's show is going to be about dysfunctional families. And we're just going to go on and tell you guys all the stories that we have about our families. My family, Jean's family, Jasmine's family.
Oh.
We're gonna talk some dysfunction, and we're gonna see who has the biggest, who has more dysfunction in our family. We're gonna make this a contest, people.
Oh, God. I'm positive we will win.
Oh, goodness.
I'm almost positive. And all the drama and all the shit. And the cool thing is that our family doesn't really listen to this, so we're not going to get in trouble for it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was saying about my friend who has who's the one that had plastic surgery and all her ups and downs in the whole process. And I was like, and she's not even going to be listening, so I can, like, actually tell them what happened. You know, like, that's great.
Right. And it's kind of sad because, you know, our family doesn't really support this.
Wow.
Our family doesn't really support what we're doing. Half of them don't know it, and the other half just don't understand it. So it's like, eh, whatever.
Right.
It's cool. They can be bitches if they want to be.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't know, but I am very excited about plastic surgery talk tonight.
You're very excited about plastic surgery talk.
Yes. We've been talking about doing this, and I've been waiting for this moment.
Well, I've done a little bit of research, and before we really dive into the topic, I just want to go over this statistic. This is from 2011, but it's not that far away. It shows the statistics of what countries have had the most plastic surgery reports.
U.S.
The United States actually comes in fourth.
Really?
On this
list.
The number one country that has had the most plastic surgery is South Korea.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
Hmm.
And with
that
most plastic surgeons
round.
Being, you know, and with most plastic surgeons, you know, being based, because you got to think about it, a lot of them, like there's ones in California, there's ones all over the country. But the ones where people mostly go to get work done is out of the country. It's like in Brazil and South America. And so I kind of expected the numbers to be higher there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little weird. But what I want to know, like, when it comes to plastic surgery, when is enough too much? Like, I mean, because people can go under the knife for just the smallest procedure and wind up getting...
Right.
So much work done, and
well,
they look like Heidi Montag when they're done.
My entire perception on this whole issue is it's all a mental thing. It's all about the way you perceive yourself and what you see when you look at yourself. And I think that, I'll go ahead and my friend, a very close friend of mine who I've known for, I don't want to date myself, but since we were children, and she's always struggled with her weight. She's always had issues with her weight, This is plastic surgery, not as in the face and facial changes, but as in her body, right? So she tried diets, but she's not a motivated workout kind of person. So instead of working for this and trying and setting goals and getting a trainer and really putting the effort into this 100%, she yo-yos back and forth and finally decides to do liposuction and have a tummy tuck. So it ends up costing her, I mean, by the time it's all said and done with the healing time and what she's missed off work, she's looking at like $12,000. And they sucked out, it was like 50-something or 40-something pounds, almost 50 pounds, that they took out of her. And I can understand the tummy tuck. She had children. You know, you lose that kind of, that amount of weight. I mean, it was a total of like 112 pounds she lost.
Right.
Between the weight loss that she had to do before and then from not eating for 2 weeks after. You know, I mean, I can understand the tummy tuck part, but the liposuction, which is what causes all the physical pain, other than having a scar from hip to hip in the front, it's just, I just could not believe when she was telling me about this and how excited she was. And I was just like, why not put the work into it? If you put the work into it, you're then going to set a pattern for your life where you're going to make changes that are positive. And then you're going to actually stick with it and you're going to keep up with it and the weight's going to stay gone. Instead, you're doing the plastic surgery, it's costing you all this money, it hurts so badly, you can't do, I mean, she was talking about how she can't, like, if you have this done again, it's another scar on top of a scar, and it got so in-depth, and the whole time she was talking, I just kept thinking, at what point did this go from being about an appearance to being an actual problem, like a mental problem? I mean, honestly, guys, they went from being celebrities and people that were in the public eye all the time to housewives and stay-at-home moms who are doing this
kind
of stuff.
Because they want to look like the celebrities that are doing all of this.
And then, Lacey, I have a teenage daughter, and she's like, well, Nicki Minaj this and Nicki Minaj that. And so I looked it up one day, and it was like, we went to this website. It was Digital Urban Voice. And on this website, it shows all the before and after of her body, her face, and everything. And it talks about how they put the figures are $7,000 into her nose, $225 at 7 treatments to bleach her skin to lighten it. She had the butt implants. Butt implants, which were $5,250 per side. And that if you put both sides of her butt implants together, it's the size of an NBA basketball. Okay. Then it goes on to talk about how her nose was shaved, her chin was shaved, her facial structure was altered.
Yep.
And it goes into the figure 7,000, 2,700, all the way down to, I mean, it's just unbelievable the amount of work that this woman's had done, $29,000 in plastic surgery. Holy crap. You know,
yeah.
And that's for an image that nobody saw the image before. You know, Heidi Montag, we had this conversation about some of these celebrities. These are what my teenage daughter wants to look like. So when she looks in the mirror, she looks beautiful. I mean, she is beautiful. She's a size 5. She is perfect in every way. But when she looks in the mirror, she doesn't see what she sees when she looks in a magazine. And it's so hard for girls today to do this. And Jessica, I feel like it's just unbelievable how this whole thing went down. I'm just so disappointed in my friend, for one, and then with my children and trying to express to them that we're all made different for a reason, you know? We all aren't supposed to be a cardboard cutout. So, you know, like you said, when is it too much? When does it come to a point where it's a mental illness, where it's affecting your life and your finances? And, you know, I mean, I don't understand why what happened to putting work into it? You know, working for what you want.
Well, I'm thinking and I think, like, looking at Little Kim, before, she was gorgeous. Like, she was gorgeous before. And now she looks Asian.
Oh, I hate it.
She's had so much done.
You know,
another
thing another thing that comes up is, you can't do stuff like that when you're a teenager, you know, and I'm trying to put that off. Maybe we can deal with that later. And then all of a sudden I hear, Farrah from Teen Mom did it, and she had plastic surgery when she was a teenager. And I'm just like, are you kidding me?
She had breast implants.
And she was
She's a teen. A teenager shouldn't be getting freaking boob jobs or anything.
It shouldn't have been on Teen Mom.
It shouldn't have been on Teen Mom. That's not something that should be advertised to young adults. Like, I mean, they're not, like, yes, they're old enough to decide what they want to do, but who's to say that that's actually a good decision? Like, who puts a 17-year-old under the knife? You know, like, it's not right.
Well, and most of these plastic surgeries aren't being done in the United States. I mean, I looked up some of the laws and the different things that the hoops they have to jump through, basically. And most of the stuff's being done out of the country. And it's being done with things and something, too, is women don't understand. When you go in for breast implants, those implants have to be maintained every, year. And then every 5 years they have to be replaced. And this is a never-ending financial problem.
I didn't know that.
My aunt, I have an aunt who, Uncle Sonny's wife, ex-wife,
She got
breast implants.
Her breast implants are like rocks. Hers are rocks now.
But
seriously?
She didn't know. She was supposed to have them maintenance, and she went 8 years, and something happened with one of them, and it was just, I guess it was very expensive, according to our cousin, and she went on about how her mom didn't have a breast for 6 months, and
Well, and hers were silicone. I think hers were silicone implants, and they. I think if you're gonna get implants, go with saline. At least it's something that if it pops, it'll actually help your system.
I was saying, the breast implants, the tummy tuck, the lipo, all those things, you know, those don't change your physical appearance. But what happens when you get into the Michael Jacksons, where you look in the mirror? I mean, at some point, your mind is like, this is not me that I'm looking at in the mirror, right? So at some point, there's a mental problem. There has to be. I mean, Michael Jackson went from looking normal to, I mean, Heidi Montag, there's a whole list of them, of people that just went from looking good to looking horrible.
Lindsay Lohan was so beautiful. So beautiful.
Yeah.
What the hell?
But I think most of Lindsay Lohan's, I think hers has been, I don't think she's really gone too invasively under the knife. I know she's had Botox. I know she's had all of that. But a lot of hers has to do with her drug and alcohol problem, too. I think that most of hers is more she's doing it to better her looks because she's gone so far with her addiction that it's ruined her. I think it's ruined her face, and I think it's ruined her appearance by a lot.
Addiction hadn't her addiction hadn't ruined her face yet. Like, even though she was, you know, coked up or whatever it was, she still didn't look, oh, I'm trying to think of a good, oh, my God, what's a good example? I don't know.
Joan
River? She didn't, yeah.
Oh,
well,
God,
no, I mean, with her being drug addicted, like, she didn't look bad. So for her to go under the knife was ridiculous. And then even Fox, what's her name, first name? Oh, my goodness.
Vivica.
Huh?
Did you say Vivica Fox?
No, not Vivica. Her, Megan Fox.
Oh, yeah,
like,
right. What did she do that for?
That's
she
what
was
I'm
so
saying.
Pretty before that. I mean, then you go into the ones that are older. Okay, I understand when you're a celebrity in the public eye, you're going to want to do things that are going to enhance, make you look younger, keep you in the public eye.
Right.
But, okay, Tori Spelling looks hideous. Carrot Top looks hideous.
Well,
I mean, he looks
Tori
like
Spelling
something.
Doesn't look that bad. But
I'm
Carrot Top, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What's the other country guy? Kenny Rogers. Oh, my God, he looks like he's preserved for life with all that stuff in his face. He's
oh,
got
really?
Cher. Cher looks so deformed and distorted. It's just, you can tell that it's not real. You know,
yeah.
Heidi Montag. And then you were talking about Megan Fox. Like, her face just changed totally. Tara Reid.
What was it? It wasn't, like, a dramatic change. Because she's still beautiful. But
she
it was
is.
Just enough for people to notice. And it was mm-hmm. like, oh, what the hell? Like, you were so gorgeous. And you just kind of, she took away, like, making it not natural just took away
Christina
from how,
Aguilera.
Like, her natural beauty.
And Christina Aguilera has that look to her, too. But I couldn't find anything on whether or not she had work done. But she has that look to her face, too, where it looks like it's been altered.
Right. She might
I don't
have.
Know. I don't know. And it's like, you know, then you read, like, articles where Sharon Stone, where she looks flawless and she's, like, almost 60. And you read these articles where she talks about she's never had plastic surgery and that, you know, these companies went through all this trouble to prove that. And basically she was talking about, like, good hygiene and good health and good diet and all that stuff was the way to go. And, you know, I know it sounds discouraging, but why would you, when if it's going under the knife is the only option you have, you're in a car accident, your face is messed up, or you're, you know, something is wrong and you need plastic surgery, I could totally understand that. That's different than changing who you are and what you are for the vanity of it. You know, it's not even that it's necessary. It's just that's just what they want to do. They have this idea in their head that's important. You know, would you ever do it? Would you ever have plastic surgery, like, to your face? Not, like, a procedure to your body, but to your face. Would you ever change your appearance if you could?
No. I would never have, no, not my face. No. I'm good.
See,
no.
I mean, I remember thinking my nose was pointy or I have a double chin kind of thing going on, but I honestly don't think that I would want to risk, the risks don't outweigh the, you know what I mean? It's not, I can't validate it.
Well, if my lips ever decided to deflate a little bit, I might get some collagen. Possibility.
I
have to keep my trademark. That's my thing.
You know,
I have to keep my trademark. So I have to keep the illusion alive that I have these lips of you know, pure ecstasy. Like, I have to keep the DSLs. I'm sorry. I might get collagen, but I think that would be it. I would never get Botox. I wouldn't do Botox, you know, for crow's feet or wrinkles on my forehead or anything like that. I'm 24 years old. I have no wrinkles as of this point. I hope I don't get any for a while. I already have gray hairs. But I wouldn't go that far as to doing anything like, you know, to my face or like liposuction or a tummy tuck or anything like that. Like I feel if I can get myself into a gym and get a personal trainer and do it the natural way, then I'm going to do it the natural way. Cause at least that way,
at least try that first before you just
get
right into, you know, I mean, and it seems like every time I look at anybody that's had the plastic surgeries, people that I know or that have had facial changes, it seems like in 3 or 4 years they look twice as old as they did to begin with. You know, and then when you look up Botox, the chemical that is Botox is basically, it's like a spoiled, it's whatever the, something to do with, I'm trying to explain this to where it'll make sense, but the chemical compound is basically spoiled, like, nutrients and things. It's just, they're spoiled. And it, the reason that it works is because when it goes in, it swells. Does that kind of make sense? It, like, swells to fight mm-hmm. off the bacteria, and that's why it doesn't last. It's because eventually your body fights it off, and so you go get more Botox.
Right.
It's like it's a poison,
right.
And I just can't understand. You know, and in some of these pictures of these celebrities, Fergie, I had no idea that she had plastic surgery, but if you look at the before and afters, it's unbelievable. I mean, in her case, she, you know, there's just a lot of celebrities like that where it looks good, and then it doesn't, or they don't look good at all from the beginning, and they try to spend all this money and effort to fix it. You know, I mean,
I think if it's for health, if it's for your health, it's a different story. If you have a deviated septum and you have to have a nose job to fix your deviated septum.
That's what I said. If it's not necessary.
Different. If you have a boil or you had a, what is it? What's that thing that our cousin had on her face?
Cyst or goiter or something like that. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was the
like
size
that.
Of a softball.
Yeah, like if it's something like that and it's for health, you have gastric bypass or, you know,
well,
something
honestly,
like that.
I
can understand that.
And in her situation,
and having, you know, having the skin, you're... Right, yeah, she couldn't get a job because of it. Because it
nobody would
covered
hire her
entire
nobody.
Left eye.
It was, so in her situation, it makes sense. But, like, the Heidi Montag stuff, and, you know, something, too, is with my friend, she also lives in Southern California, and she just moved there. And so in the process of her being there for a few years, it's like all of a sudden those things are more important. Do you think that that's another thing, maybe demographically, depending on where you're located in the United States, it might be more pressure or more, I guess, more reasons to do it?
Yeah.
Definitely. It's huge in California.
In California, I mean, you're walking around, you're at the beach, and you're seeing, you go to the beach, and you have a little bit of body fat, you're seeing women that are walking around in bikinis, you know, wearing nothing. It's definitely going to be something to say, I want to look like that.
That's
so
right.
I'm going to have lipo, I'm going to have a tummy tuck, I'm going to get my boobs done. But a lot of things, like women that have, you know, they get up there, things start to sag. As stupid as it sounds, the shake weight is a great tool to bring them back up. Like, my sister had surgery. She had a procedure a year or something ago. She had a procedure done because, and Jeannie, if you tell anyone about this, I'm going to hurt you. Her boobs were sagging a little bit, and because of that, she had saline implants put in just to fill in the part that was sagging. You know what I mean?
Well, that
just
works.
To kind of bring them back. She had an entire boob job or anything like that. Like, she's still, you know, human. a little bit of saline in there to help to bring them back up. But I think honestly, like the shake weight, I mean, I know it looks dirty, you know, and it gives you the illusion that you're jacking someone off.
Pretty much.
But damn, it works. Like,
did she try other options before? I mean, was there a point where she was like, okay, nothing is working, there's something I can do? You know, I can understand if it's for self-esteem.
Yeah.
But when it goes too far is when, I mean, there's a point where it just, I don't, maybe it's just not for me. Maybe that's it, you know. And I'm not saying I'm happy with the way that I am completely. Nobody is. Everybody struggles with that. We're human, especially women. But, you know, it's as far as the money that it costs and the risk you're taking. I mean, think of all the ones gone bad where, you know, like Kanye, his mom died in plastic surgery. Like, she was literally under the knife and died, and it was just one of those things where, how can you justify, you know, my whole life ends because I decided I was, you know, worried about how I looked.
Right.
Especially when there's so many things you can do to fix it. you can work out. You can try to curb your diet, you know, and it's not easy. We live in a society full of lazy people, and that's the problem is we're all lazy. I mean, I've had a gym membership, and I pay for it every month, but how many times have I gone this year? You know, I'm working all the time, and that's my excuse. So I can see where we get into that lazy mode where it's, you know, one of those things where all of a sudden, you know, it's like, okay, I've wasted too much time. I need to do something now. But
right.
It's going to change her whole life because now she looks totally different and she has a totally different attitude and new people are going to come into her life. And it's like she's got a whole new life coming ahead of her and she just wants to do more. And it went from one thing to another and now she's talking about her boob job and her butt and her chin. And it's just like, how much money are you going to spend on this? You have two children. You should be trying to prepare for their future. And instead you're spending all your money on changing everything about your body. And it's funny, though, because as soon as she was able to get up and get around and go, she was going out to lunch with people all the time. And she was taking pictures of giant cheeseburgers and stuff. And I'm thinking, you're headed back where you just came from.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I think if you're going to do something like that, if you're going to have those types of procedures done, you definitely need to change your diet. Or if nothing else, eat smaller portions. Like, don't necessarily change your diet, but just eat smaller portions. Because eventually, all that weight that you just lost due to the surgery, due to the procedure, it's going to come back, and it's going to come back quicker the second time.
Did you guys ever watch that?
You took to do it.
Back in, like, maybe 2004 or 5, there was a show called The Swan. And these women would go on, and they were just hideous. And then they would do all this plastic surgery and put them through these workouts and all this changing their diet. And they would have them for a couple months. And then they would bring them on the show, and they were gorgeous. And then they would just kind of, like, they dropped off. There was no support for those women. There was no support or for those any of the contestants, the men or the women, saying, okay, this is what we need to do to keep this up. Instead, they just let them go.
Extreme Makeover.
Oh, yeah. You see those.
Even Extreme Makeover.
Now, all the people on Biggest Loser for the first, like, 6 or 8 seasons till they figured out, hey, we've got to do something to keep this going for this person for a period of time. Like, they don't just learn it all. And it was like they had some kind of reunion show, and all these people were back, and they were just as big as they were when they started because there was no – they weren't teaching them anything. They were putting up their flash for it.
The biggest loser, they try to do a support thing, but half of them just don't follow through. Like, they tell them, you know, you need to keep with this in order to keep the weight off. You know, don't eat this, eat this, blah, blah, blah. Like, they tell them that. They just choose not to listen.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
it's easier just to buy McDonald's instead of making that awesome salad, you know.
And society's part to blame because you've got a McDonald's on every corner.
Exactly.
You know, but it's one of those things where, honestly, I have a family of 5, and it is easier and cheaper for me to go and feed them on a dollar menu somewhere where they can get, like, 2 or 3 things than it is for me to go to the grocery store and come home and cook a meal. And sometimes it really is cheaper to do that, and it's easier, and it's convenient. And then you realize what you're feeding your kids. And so I'm to the point now where I'm kind of damned if I do and damned if I don't, as far as that stuff goes. You know, they try to make healthy decisions, but the healthy decisions are expensive. Have you bought fruit at the grocery store? It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
In season, out of season, whatever. It's like farmer's market is the best deal you can get, and that's still not that great of a deal. Plus, you spend your whole Saturday in the rain. Don't even ask me about that.
I love fruit. Like, honestly, I love grapes. I love bananas. I love apples. I love all that stuff. And if I could, excuse me, if I could afford to, seriously, like, if I could afford to eat healthy and eat, you know, get baked chicken and salad and fruit and just all the healthy stuff, you know, whole grain as opposed to white bread, you know, all that good stuff. I would totally do it, but then I would have no money.
I mean, you get 12 cakes in a box of Hostess, you know what I mean? Like the Little Debbie snacks, there's 12 of those. You know, that lasts you all week for snacks.
Right.
But then you got, you know, an apple here, an apple there. I mean, it's expensive for fresh fruit. Even if you go to IHOP and you ask for a side of fruit, it's like $6. You're like, what the hell? That was grapes and cantaloupe. Are you serious?
Right.
Right.
Unbelievable. And
well, because
even
you gotta
in Texas.
Think about it. But you got to think about it, though. The reason it's so expensive when you go out somewhere to eat it is because not only are they having to pay for the fruit to be to for them to have it, they're also having to, you know, you're also paying for them to
prep it and serve it, yeah.
Right, you're paying for them to prep it, serve it, and all that stuff so that they're getting their money back. You know, they're probably
yeah.
paying $3 for that grapefruit that you just had, and
yeah.
they're charging $6 for it, so they're getting that $3 back that they paid, plus they're getting $3 comp for, you know, for just chopping it in half and giving it to you.
Yeah. I mean, that's where the money comes
like,
from. But, you know, something too
right.
is lap band. Lap band is not actually plastic surgery, I know that, but it is a procedure and it is for weight loss. Well, I have a friend who had the lap band, and she wasn't visibly, it didn't see that she was really losing any weight, but she ate, you know, here and there, but we would go out and she would drink and it would be like a beer down and she was vomiting. And then
wow.
another beer, and it was again and again, because your stomach can only hold so much. And
mm-hmm.
so it was like she was getting trashed instantly off of beer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just one of those things where it was just like, okay, well, then she started losing weight, and then it got to the point where they removed it because she couldn't keep weight on, and now she's almost 240 pounds again.
Oh, wow.
Right.
And it's
well,
like...
And I want to touch on something Jennifer Mulholland just said in the chat room. Going back to like The Biggest Loser and things like that, those type of shows, that's all their time is devoted to. While they're
yeah.
on the show, they're devoted to weight loss, eating right, all that stuff. And
you're
when
right.
it comes to, you know, the end of it, and then when it comes to the end of it where they're either voted off or they win and they go back to their regular lives, they go back to work, they go back to living their life, they don't
mm-hmm.
they don't have time to maintain
that
healthy
exactly.
lifestyle that they had before.
And that's
so
like I said
like,
with
of
the
course,
gym.
You know.
Personally,
right.
I would love to go, and I mean to go, and I want to go, and I set time to go, and I'm so busy I don't go. And then it's another disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
It's one right after another, and it's almost like it's designed that way. Like, once you're down, you stay down.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I want to join Paddle Boxing Club. I want to go to 24-Hour Fitness. I want to do something.
See, we
like,
were supposed to
either,
do that.
I know, but it's like
okay.
we either don't have the money to afford it or we don't have time to do it. It's when
right.
we have time
and,
to do
yeah,
it, we don't have the
too.
Money for it. When we
you
have
the
money
commercials?
For it, we don't have time to do it.
Well, do you remember the commercials
like a catch
for like...
Too.
Yeah, and the title boxing's a good one, but there were commercials on TV for P90X and for this one called Insanity.
Oh,
well,
P90X
I had a friend,
is amazing.
She was like, we were doing Zumba together sometimes, and she was doing the Insanity, and I mean, she lost like 20 pounds right off the bat. So
mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, this is worth it. I'm going to do this. I couldn't get through the damn fitness test. Okay,
really?
Well, okay.
Yeah, the fitness test is kind of.
I remember Tybo.
Oh, yeah.
It took me
but
3 months.
Tybo,
never got
right?
past the first disc.
Well,
oh, Tybo? Yeah.
VCR tape.
I had
compared to these.
I had Billy's Boot Camp.
Uh-huh.
It was like another version of it, but it was Billy's Boot Camp. I did one workout. One.
Mm-hmm.
And I never did it again.
Oh, that's like after I got past I did the fitness test or whatever, and I just decided to start at the bare bottom, right? So I put the chart up on the wall, and I get myself all ready, and the next day I do the first disc, and I get through about halfway through it, and I'm sitting on the floor, like about ready to cry, like, I can't do this. Oh, my God. So I'm thinking maybe I'm just really that out of shape. So I started adding some walking and running and stuff like that. So then I get all of these younger people with me to do it, and their asses are kicked, too. And I'm just like, this
mm-hmm.
is unbelievable. I mean, it is so intense. It really does work because it kicks your ass. But I gave
it
up
does.
On it and sold it on Craigslist. I was like, yeah, I'm going to die before I complete this program. I'll have a heart attack. They'll find me laying on the floor in my sweaty yoga pants.
Well, it's almost worth it in the end. Like, because I was doing P90X with my parents, and the thing with P90X is you don't do the same workout every day. You have, like, six or seven discs to choose
from.
Yeah,
that's how I'm standing too.
And it's like yoga and, you know, Pilates and all, you know, all the different type things that you can do for working out. So you're working out different muscles each day. And, yeah, it's a pain in the ass, especially when you add, like, the 10-minute crunches on top of the half-hour workout you just did. You know, yeah, you go to bed tired as hell and everything, but when you see, like, that 10 to 15 pounds drop in a week, it's, like, which is a lot, but that's usually, like, within, like, the first, like, week or two that'll happen. But, like, when you see that weight just drop off, it's an awesome feeling. And then on top of that, with Natalia, you get to eat a lot, like, and good food. Like, you can't always say that with, you know, specific diets and things like that. But,
with Natalia, I think you do a
book and everything.
And you get the book with Insanity, too, but the problem is that with convenience, like with my life, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, you get up in the morning, you're running late, and you eat what you can. You know, I work a second job, so I waitress, and I mean, the food, it's pasta, it's Italian food. It's, you know, dirt cheap for me to eat there. It's like $2.50 for me to eat what should have cost me $14 or $15. So it's like you just do what's convenient and what's easy, and it's hard. It's so hard. You know, my best friend, she's had so much progress, and I haven't. And so it's like, it sucks because I feel like I haven't gotten anywhere, and I'm so happy for her and proud of her, but I feel like I haven't gotten anywhere. And I don't feel like I'm that far off either. I mean, I'm not looking to lose, like with Jessica, she was 120 pounds almost altogether that she lost and got removed. I'm only looking to lose like 20, you know what I mean? So it's one of those things where it just still feels that far away when you're in the process. So I see why people get desperate and they feel that the need that to change their appearance and do the plastic surgery. But I feel like that's an extreme. You know, if you had a small fire in your backyard because your barbecue grill tipped over, you wouldn't pull the fire department. You know what I mean? You do try to put the fire out with what you had. And then if it spreads to the house and it's uncontrollable, then you call the fire department. You know, you don't overdo it. You don't have to go to the hospital for a paper cut. So it's one of those things where I feel like there's, you overdo it.
I'm sorry. If you ever went to the hospital for a paper cut, I would laugh.
I would too.
But it's kind of like that whole Jenny Craig thing. Like, you know, Jenny Craig, Weight Watchers,
those
things where they send you meals to your house.
They are
like,
expensive.
It is.
I mean,
but it's like at the same time, you get the meals and they're already made for you. They're already cooked, whatever. You eat that, and that's going to help your portion control, and sure, you're going to lose weight because you're not, you know, you're eating healthier.
But it's like $300 a week for one person.
Right.
That's
and then
what
what's going to happen, you know, when you lose all that weight and you have nothing, and I mean, I'm not trying to be rude, but you have nothing but fat on your body now because you've lost all the weight, but it's now your skin is sagging so much, like, you know, your stomach sags and your boobs sag and your arms. Yeah, you have the wings. You could go jump off and go flying.
You have to work out.
Like,
you have to tone it. And people don't get that. And that's where with her, I thought, okay, I can see the tummy tuck in this situation. You lost the weight. You didn't actually tone that muscles, you know. So, I mean, I just felt like there's got to be another option here, you know. And you read these horror stories about things like with Weight Watchers. I checked into it because I saw the commercial with the girl. What's her name? She's wearing all white and she's singing a song. She was on Idol to begin with.
Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah, I saw the commercial and it said free month. And I thought, okay, well, it probably wouldn't take more than a couple months, you know? So I call and it's like $300 a week. And you still have to provide that third meal on your own. That's your freebie and count points. And I mean, it's unbelievable, the system. And if it's not on your points list, then it's just like, you're risking losing your whole day over it. And it's so expensive, and there was so much effort put into it. And I'm thinking, I gotta go running later, you know?
I don't understand why people do the meal deal type stuff. Like, even my mom has bought into it, and it's just like, it's so not even worth it because, you might drop it, but it's going to come right back, you know, because you're going to, like, pretty much knowing my mom, she's going to eventually stop eating them, or she won't eat them all, and then, nothing will happen, or whatever weight she has lost, it'll come back. Like, if she would stick to something like the P90X that they got, you know, she wouldn't have an issue at all.
Well, and something, like, too, with these meal programs, you have to learn how to prepare those kind of meals for yourself to keep it off. You just do.
Right.
It's a
right.
change. Everybody's like, oh, weight loss this, weight loss that. It was no big deal. The reason why you keep it off is because you've changed your life. You've changed your habits. You've changed your wants. And you know, you treat yourself, that kind of thing. But honestly, you have to really work at it. It's work. And I feel like the plastic surgery and her little solution for her problem was her
yep.
easy way out. I feel like she cheated.
Well, sometimes they have no choice depending on, you know, how big they really are. The reason some people might go under the knife is for we were saying earlier, medical reasons, like, you know, heart problems, and they just have to do something as fast as possible to drop as much weight as possible, you know,
yeah.
because it's so strenuous on their body, you know, it's just
yeah.
not healthy having that much weight on you. So,
and that makes
I mean,
sense. I mean, I've known people who've had babies who were born and things were wrong and they did that, or, you know, people have plastic surgery because of car accidents. You know, I think
mm-hmm.
that if it's necessary, it's a good thing that it's around, but I think that people abuse it big time. And when, you know, there's a housewife down the street who doesn't go anywhere, she does absolutely nothing but stay home with her children, and, you know, she's getting nose jobs, and there's a problem. There's something inside of her that is wrong.
Right.
I don't
know. Well, I think, I want to work for it. When it comes down to it, I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to pay thousands of dollars to have my body completely overhauled. One, surgery scares me. On top of other things, being put under anesthesia scares me. I couldn't do that. Like, that's just like, I couldn't do a voluntary thing. Like, if I had like my
yeah.
appendixes to come out my gallbladder. You know,
tonsils.
Something like that, my tonsils.
I had that.
Something. Like,
yeah.
I could do that because it would be like, okay, this is for my health. Like, I have to do that. But if it came down to
surgery. Medical surgery.
You need to get lap band. You need to get lipo. You need to get a facelift. You need to get your ears pinned back or anything like that. I wouldn't do it. I would just
mm-mm.
get used to the fact that I have big ears. And I would start running. Like, I would go to the gym. I would join a gym. Like, I mean, I don't think
well,
I'm that
I
bad
understand.
When it comes
when
to you... comes to my body the way that it is right now. But I just feel like, I think, and my mom kind of gets me for it too, because I always say, you know, I want to lose 20 pounds. I want to lose weight, you know, whatever. It's not that I want to lose weight just to be skinnier. I want to tone up. I want
yeah.
to tone the fat that's on my body. I want to feel... I'm comfortable with my body the way that it is right now, but I think that there's always areas to improve. And
right.
I feel that if I could go to the gym and I could work out and, you know, all that stuff, maybe I'd get the laser hair removal that so many people talk about so that I could walk around shirtless and actually not feel like my stomach is sticking out or, you know, something like that. Like, I want to
right.
be... I want to have that beach blanket body. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think everybody
it would be
wants
nice.
That.
It would be nice.
Right. But it wouldn't just be, you know, for, you know, to satisfy my psyche. It would be to better myself. Like, it would be to make myself healthier. It would be to, you know, and it would help my confidence a little bit. You know, I do have self-confidence issues. But I think, and it would help me in those areas. But I don't think that would get to a point where I need to do more. I need to keep pushing. I need to
right.
da 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 da. I need more surgery. I need more this. It would. I think that because I have that mind frame already, that once I get to this point, I'll be good. I'll be satisfied. I'll be happy. I won't have to go that much further. It would just be, I got to this point. Now I just need to maintain it.
Yeah.
And I think
and
once
that's...
I got to that point, I could maintain it on my own and it not be a big deal.
Right. Well, you're starting from scratch. I mean, that's like, I don't know. I think that with what you're saying about, you know, having to have things done and it being necessary, you know, everybody wants that perfect body, but
mm-hmm.
there's just, God made us all different
if
for a reason. And when did this one idea
right.
of beautiful become what everybody wanted to be? Like, everybody was beautiful
right.
in their own way.
And
was always someone who was attracted to them somewhere, you know what I mean?
Right,
it
and something else I think, Right. It's something I think is that if you can't work for it, you don't deserve it.
Well, yeah. And that feeling of accomplishment,
like,
and that sense
so
of pride in what you've accomplished. That's
right.
A big deal.
Right.
But now there's this image.
You have surgery. Right. I mean, you have surgery, and it's like, wow, I had surgery. It took me a whole 3 hours to get this body. Yay.
You know?
I would feel much
yeah.
better looking in the mirror half naked and being like, wow, it took me six
right.
months to get to where I'm at,
boom.
And I feel great.
I did this. Yeah, yeah,
yes.
exactly.
I did this. I didn't just
right.
waste, you know, $20,000 on all these procedures. I did this because I worked on this myself. I got this
right.
body for me.
It definitely makes more sense to put the work in and feel the pride of completing your goal and meeting your goal. And that's
right.
something that is important. And I know you get discouraged, but that doesn't mean that you can just say, okay, I can't
that
do this.
That doesn't mean to just
gonna...
stop.
Yeah.
Right, and that doesn't just mean to stop. I know everyone hits a plateau. You're going to get to a point where you've worked out so much that you don't lose any, that you just stop losing weight, and that does get discouraging. But all that means is you need to change it up, you know, stop
right.
doing the same thing all the time. Do something a little bit different. But honestly, I feel like I'm going to go back
and
to that whole thing where if you don't deserve it. If you don't work for it, you don't deserve it. I
right.
think that's everything in life.
Well,
like,
and you're right.
There's so
but,
many people out there that get handed this, that, and everything else in their life,
mm-hmm.
and it's like they never worked for it. But then you see the little people, you know, like you and me and Jasmine, where we have to work. We have to work hard
right.
for everything that we accomplish, and we get shit for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's,
right.
It's,
yeah.
So that's why I feel like when you work for it, that accomplishment is just so much better. Like, oh my God, I earned this. Like, I
yeah,
worked my
it means
ass
something.
Off, and this is what I got.
It means
yeah.
something. It's valuable to you.
That
you know what it costs.
Right.
Yeah. And it's a silly concept that we all have this idea of what, and this is very true as far as what the social norm and society has put into our brains. But like, there's this image of what women and men are supposed to look like, and if you don't look that way, then you feel that pressure to do those things. You know, I mean, like I said, I have a teenage daughter who looks in the mirror and thinks she's fat, and I'm looking at her thinking, God, I would give anything to be there again, you know? Like,
right.
You have no idea.
Well,
and,
we only have a few minutes left. Go ahead, finish your thought.
No, it's just they're all like that, and they all dress exactly the same. They all have skinny jeans and T-shirts on with hoodies and same Converse, and it's like, when did it... looking exactly alike and being perfect become the right thing. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, and this is a topic that, you know, it's a topic that can go on forever.
Yeah.
I just want to touch on something Jennifer Mahalan said in the chat room. She said, my psychoanalysis is the people who continuously do that are the ones who don't like the first surgery and are trying to fix it and end up making it worse. I completely agree with that. I think the people that go under the knife continuously they're just not satisfied, and they'll never be satisfied until they get to a point where no surgery can take them back
right,
to what they were.
Right, it's a mental problem.
Yeah.
They need to seek psychiatric
yeah.
assistance, because that's where there's a problem
right.
that's never going to be fixed until it's fixed in the root, you know? The core of the
right.
problem is
well,
a mental problem.
Right, and honestly, like I said, this is a topic we could go on about forever, but sadly, we only have about 2 minutes. And
yep.
I have some stuff I got to say. So,
well,
if you're not familiar
all,
with Unfiltered
Jennifer,
Radio.
Jennifer, thank you for your comments, because we appreciated those.
Yes, we did.
Yes, Jennifer,
very much
thank
so.
You so much for those. And if you guys aren't
it's
familiar with
done,
Unfiltered
everyone.
Radio, why aren't you? You should email us at uncensoredradio@AOL.com. We have tons of packages at affordable rates. I completely fucked that up. Anyways, come up with Uncensored Radio. Email us. As it's the radio AOL.com. Make sure you're following us on Twitter, twitter.com/lipsontheair, also at James Hankins. Be sure to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/lipsontheair. Like Uncensored Radio at Uncensored Radio on Twitter and facebook.com/Uncensored Radio. Tomorrow is Saturday. It is the Jake Pentland Show, live at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Be sure to tune in and check that out. I have no idea what's going on his show tomorrow. He didn't let me know, so I could promote him the proper way. But yeah, just listen to his show tomorrow. It should be entertaining. and
it's
make sure
always
you're following
entertaining.
Jeff, Dan, and Katrina. Tune in Monday through Friday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. or 6 p.m. Pacific. Thursday nights at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern for Uncensored Radio's Guilty Pleasures, The Schmooze, Ask Mama, No Rules, Just Mics, Title Pending, and Lips on the Air every Friday night right here at 10 o'clock.
Are you ready for
bye.
Eastern
time
Pacific.
Bye.
So anyway, this is Go. Pissing off.
When you're saying what we want, give it to you non-stop. When it's late anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna settle. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
This is Lips kissing off. Mwah. Good night, everybody.